Forward to Section 7. Section 7 begins with one of Whitman's most audacious boasts. "If you think it's lucky to be born, then," he is quick to let us know, "it is just as lucky to die, and I know it." How does he know it is lucky to die? By this point in the poem, Whitman has convinced us that these atoms belonging to us, composing us, did not originate with us, but in fact have been circulating through the universe from the beginning of time, and will be circulating until the end of time. We are all, as he will say later in the poem, the leavings of many deaths, just as we all are the seedbeds of many births. Each of us is literally made up of dead matter, of the atoms of previous lives that have been recirculated to produce us. And as we go through life, we are never contained between our hats and our boots. We are instead a dynamic, ever-shifting group of atoms physically, and a dynamic, ever-shifting group of perceptions mentally. As we peruse the manifold objects around us, the ever-shifting scenes and sounds that our senses absorb, we continually become an ever-changing person, immortal and fathomless. There is no end, Whitman suggests, to the ongoing life that continues to produce new bodies, new eyes, and new ears that will forever absorb the kaleidoscope of sensations around us. And how can we ever probe the depths of the oceans of experience our senses bring to each of us, every day and every minute of our lives? Even when he makes what sounds like a discriminating statement, "every kind for itself," that statement immediately radiates out into a kind of indiscriminate love. What, after all, is one's kind? For Whitman, his kind includes male and female, children and the begetters of children, because all are needed for the ongoing life we are the immortal part of, the life that only we who live in the present experience, just as those who have lived in the past experienced it, and those who will live in the future will experience it. So now Whitman issues his first exclamatory command, "Undrape." Like some proto-Superman with X-ray vision, he tells us that he sees through whatever disguise we put on our body. After all, the one great democratic thing that we know is that we all have a body. We experience the world only in and through our bodies, and our eyes and ears, our tongues and nose and fingertips are always hungry for sensation. Whitman looks at us, and since he had a body too, he sees ours and knows what it is like. The poem at this point reaches out to us, grabs us, claims us, and cannot be shaken away.